Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The most desperate team in the 2024 NFL Draft. Got to be the Denver Broncos. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Denver Broncos Perloff, who, according to a new report by the Washington Post, and this has been out there a little bit, not only are they desperate to try to get up to the top three to get a quarterback, they're willing to throw in Patrick Surtain and Cortland Sutton and basically anyone you want from the Denver Broncos, you can get. You want signed jerseys by John Elway? You can get that. They will give you anything to move up so that they can get a quarterback because, you know, this has been such a botched situation going back to Russell Wilson. And then even before that, the Broncos had so much trouble and have had so much trouble filling this position. You bring in a head coach like Sean Payton, who you trade for and trade valuable assets for. There's no reason to have a coach like that for, no offense, you know, a backup quarterback cosplaying as a starter. You have got to try to get a franchise QB. And this is a bad place for a team to be in. So desperate that you're willing to make some potential bad decisions just to get that quarterback.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you're thinking of what? What are the bad deals that have been there? 12 going up to, say, 3. Like, in the past, that's been an okay formula. I know Trey Lance did not work out for San Francisco, but there's been a lot of trade-ups that have worked out really well. I'm thinking of my Eagles and Carson Wentz. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have the list in front of me.
Carson Wentz really work out? That's a conversation for another day. But let's,
that Super Bowl ring that Jason Kelce lost, that's not there for Carson Wentz. But I think you could look at a lot of the trade ups have worked out great. So I do think that if you look at a draft, you want to be in the top three. Like, what if that Broncos roster stinks? Like, who cares? Like, they're not winning anything with the guys they have now. You might as well get rid of them and start over at quarterback.
Yeah, but Patrick Surtain is actually part of the solution, not part of the problem. See, when you have to start getting rid of actual productive players, and he's a Pro Bowl level corner, an All-Pro, because you are so desperate to find a quarterback because you have so botched that part of the roster, I mean, that's not a sign of a good team. This is a team that is spent a lot of money in free agency last year. There's no reason for the roster to be bad. And Sean Payton was in the building for that. So they're like this trifecta of a team that's like up to the cap, major dead cap hit this year because of Russell Wilson, doesn't have like a lot of room, having to potentially part ways with actual good players on your roster, and you're not even get up to the point where you're assured you're going to get the quarterback you want. See, like, that's where the 49ers fell into a bad spot, and maybe even, you know, this is where teams can really get in trouble. If you could tell me you could get all the way to number one and you would have your pick, whether it was Caleb Williams or whoever, that's one thing. When you have to rely on getting to, Commanders are not trading on that. Maybe the Patriots, so maybe you get pick three, or maybe the Cardinals, where then you're picking, you know, quarterback number four.
Not so much.
Yeah, but see, this is where your mismanagement just becomes so desperate. And Sean Payton is a head coach who also has personnel, you know, oversight. He's going to want to get something for now. You know, he's not thinking 5 years down the line, right? He's thinking, how do I turn this thing around today?
Yeah, I mean, okay, by the way, can we go back to some of the trades? I have the list now. It's hit or miss, but obviously Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs traded up to get him. Josh Allen, the Bills traded up to get him.
But not into the top five. You're giving me trade up, but we're talking about getting up real high. I think you have to make a distinction there.
Okay.
Because the Bills didn't have to give up a Pro Bowl corner. The Chiefs didn't have to give up a Pro Bowl corner. It was just draft capital.
Okay, so you got the similar trades. The Rams trade way up to get Jared Goff.
Yep, how'd that go? I mean,
good. He got the Super Bowl in his third year. You can't argue against that. That turned around the franchise that hadn't won anything, and they immediately started winning.
Yeah, but they basically threw him in as like a, you know, for a trade to get him the hell out of there.
They re-signed him to $120 million. The Eagles moved up for Wentz. That definitely worked. I think they got to a Super Bowl.
a different quarterback, but sure. And then got him out of there because he was a problem.
But you definitely can't say, like, you don't think the Broncos would take those situations? They would in a second. Don't you think they would like to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but Carson Wentz didn't get them to the Super Bowl.
I mean, yeah, but they definitely, like, Nick Foles is a starting quarterback week one. I mean, Carson was well on his way to being the MVP that year.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand it did work out eventually.
But you're talking about, so what you're telling me, though, is you just gave me two examples of guys who are no longer with that team.
Right, but they definitely were successful trades. Like, if Denver can move up to number three and get to the Super Bowl in 2026, they'd be stoked, right?
Again, you're going to be trading away other valuable pieces on the team. You're not getting to a Super Bowl. If the roster is that bad, the best quarterback in the world's not going to be able to overcome that. The Rams that were building something with Aaron Donald and others.
Well, here's the other option. Let's talk about Patrick Surtain the second. If they keep him and they do not, say they had an option to get up number three for Drake May or Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. And they said, nah, we're not going to do that. We're going to go with Jarrett Stidham, and then we're going to pay Patrick Surtain $30 million a year to be the top cornerback in the league. What good does that do? Yeah, you're going to win five games at most.
Okay, but that hypothetical doesn't work in this sense because they're not getting up to two. Like, if you were telling me
three.
I don't even think they're getting that high because, again, we'll play this out. We're talking about the Broncos, I think, are the most desperate team in the draft this year to get a quarterback. And they're going to end up, I think, making some regrettable decisions if they, you know, mortgage the future, so to speak, to get up there. Because you're getting, like, the fourth quarterback on the list. You're not even sure what's going to happen with the Patriots, and why would the Patriots not take a quarterback? They need one desperately as well.
So that's the question. Would they trade up to four? I don't think they give up Surtain and a high pick to go from 12 to four.
Well, again, this is what happens with desperate teams.
If you can get into three, I don't think it's a done deal that McCarthy will even be there for, by the way. I think if they could get one of the two good quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels or Drake May, then I think it's worth it. Because you can have the best cornerback on earth. It doesn't make the slightest difference if you don't have a quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. What's the point? Like, why is Surtain just going to stay there? And I mean, where are you getting your quarterback? Who cares who your cornerback is?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, secretly, I want the Eagles to get Surtain for the 22nd pick. That would work out great for me.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like they really, really want to pay him what he deserves.
Yeah, I think that the only way that Surtain is even available is if you're trying to get up really, really high. And I guess what I would just point to here is this is what bad teams do, right? Because in theory, you don't want to have to give away good young pieces to have to go get a quarterback. The problem is that they are stuck in this limbo where the coach could not make it work with Russell Wilson. You know, like, Russell Wilson is going to be handed a starting job, we think, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the marquee franchises in the NFL. I don't know if it's going to work out. Maybe it goes to Justin Fields. But the fact that they could not make that work, an arranged marriage that both parties knew was going to happen and knew what they were walking into, they couldn't make that work. And now the Broncos are a desperate team. And this is the type of team that can get taken advantage of. And I think that's what's going to happen. Now, maybe they're willingly getting taken advantage of, but you're getting taken advantage of to not even get your top pick at quarterback. Ugh. I don't love it if I'm a fan of the Broncos.
I honestly, I'm looking at this roster now. I mean, I honestly don't know. Like, there's not a single player on here that they need. There's not a winning player. You got to start all over. I would, you say, okay, I'm going to be the Patriots. There's rumors that they might trade out.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am George Payton, the GM of the Broncos, and you're the Patriots GM, Elliot Wolf, sort of GM.
Yeah.
I call and say, Elliot, I will give you Patrick Surtain and the number 12 pick, and I'll throw in Cortland Sutton. Do you do it?
No, because I need the quarterback.
Okay.
And I'm telling myself the lie that all teams tell themselves when they're in the top three, which is I'm not going to be picking this high again, and I don't have to give up any assets to get up to get anybody. I can just sit there, and I can pick the third best quarterback in the league, or in the draft, rather. I'm not giving up on that.
Okay, but how about from the Broncos standpoint? Do you like that deal for the Broncos?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's painful to watch that kind of talent walk out of the building.
Because
it's my own fault.
But you're saying it's a bad idea to move up from 12 to 3. I know 4 is bad because you don't like J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea to move from 12 to 3. It's so good, in fact, that the Patriots would be like, nah, we don't even want this. Well, if it was such a good package.
No, because again, maybe I wouldn't because I don't know, do I like 3 quarterbacks in this draft?
God,
well,
are you kidding me?
But I don't know if I do. Meanwhile, I'm probably,
Who do you not like?
I think that there's holes with all of these guys, except for Caleb. I like Caleb a
lot. Holes in a sense, like every human being has holes. Mm-hmm. But honestly, there's all these guys would have gone number one last year. Jaden Daniels, definitely. Drake May, probably.
Well, the best quarterback didn't go number one last year. The best quarterback went number two. So it's a different calculus. And I was not big on Bryce. And I was out on an island on that one for a lot of people because I was scared off by his size.
Yeah, but I think that's... Honestly, I would do this. I would go from 12 to 3 in a heartbeat in this trade. And I would give up Patrick Surtain because Surtain's going to be a free agent at some point soon. I think he's getting up on his fourth year. And that's a huge investment that they're just not ready to make. They're not a good enough team to invest in Surtain.
But do you think the Broncos have been run well?
No, definitely not. What was their record last year? They've had how many losing seasons in a row? So, of course not. But that has nothing to do with what's happening this offseason. Nothing that happened before is the fact that they've been missing all over the place on every different position. None of that impacts what they're going to do with this draft, right? Like, who cares?
Well, instead of mortgaging your future this time and you're, again, not even getting your top choice or your top two or your top even three choice at quarterback, if you're going to be this bad, why not just be bad next year?
So you're saying just tank?
Well, I'm just saying there's...
Because
I don't have to give up anything in the future. And if you think the roster sucks anyway, and you're not going to get one of your top picks because you can't get up that high.
Well, that's you're not giving up Surtain if you can't get up that high. So the whole conversation is moot. Yeah, I would really try. I would give up a lot to get up that high. I would give up big time to get up to 3 because I don't think their quarterback's going to be there next year.
So what about the idea, because people have talked about this with the Patriots, about moving out of 3, where you're basically getting a good quarterback, but you're welcoming into a really bad team.
That's an issue.
And what does that do? Because if I mortgage everything to get up and I get the guy I want and I bring him in and there's nobody around to throw to block for him, there's nobody on the defense, like, what am I doing? I'm basically throwing away the first 2 years of the guy's rookie deal anyway.
Well, you have some old guys, some short-term guys who will help you there. You know, they're not nearly as bad as the Patriots. But they have guys like Mike McGlinchey, you mentioned that free agent, who they overpaid for last year. They're not building around him, but they're a dream team compared to the Patriots. Look at their receivers. They have Sean Payton as their offensive coordinator. Then they have Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims, who's actually promising. Tim Patrick's coming back. And we'll see about Josh Reynolds.
Jerry Judy's gone.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. That's definitely an addition by subtraction. They do have Garrett Bowles is still left tackle, but he's old. I was listening. Daniel Jeremiah was talking about them on his conference call. A lot of people think that they need to replace their tackles. So this is all could be a moot conversation that they take an offensive lineman at 12 and nothing happens. That'd be disappointing. I would go up to 3. I'd give away Surtain next year's first and this year's.
855-212-4227, the most desperate team in the draft. I think it's the Broncos. What about you? I don't know if you have a pick for this.
But
who's the most desperate team?
Desperate? Well, I mean, listen, the Patriots are in a bad spot.
Yeah, but they don't have to move.
Oh, the most desperate team? Well, definitely.
Most desperate to move up.
Yeah,
I mean, the Vikings definitely are putting themselves up
Minnesota 1, Denver 2. I think, and you might even say 1A, 1B. But Minnesota certainly is probably even worse because they're not going to. If they start Sam Darnold, oh God, they have such a good young team around there.
You've been
they
warned.
They need a quarterback to surround all. They have so many things going for them. They need a quarterback. I would put them ahead of Denver.
Man, poor Justin Jefferson if he's got to play a season with Sam Darnold.
That's where the pressure comes because he may not sign that contract until they get him a real quarterback.
Oh, gosh. I mean, Darnold, that's not right. that's not what you want.
Darnold probably put up good numbers there, ironically, like decent numbers. Not like Kirk Cousins numbers, but you got Kevin O'Connell, you got Jordan Addison, you got Justin Jefferson. Just throw the ball up in the air. It's not that hard.
Sam Darnold will make anything look hard. 855-212-4227. Just because we watched him a lot. Coming up, we have more thoughts on Caitlin Clark on the verge of signing a massive shoe deal, what she's doing for the WNBA. We've got all of it for you next. Maggie and Perloff, Infinity Sports Network.
I can't believe it, Maggie. I cannot believe the news that has just come down.
Yep.
This is unthinkable. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. I thought this person was undestroyable and nothing could take him down come playoff time, but I was wrong.
Yeah, according to Shams Charania, Jimmy Butler is feared to have an MCL injury in his knee. The injury could sideline him for an indefinite period. They're thinking multiple weeks is the expectations. Not sure how he actually played through the last three quarters of that game.
Yeah, I mean, Zion couldn't play the last 3 minutes, and Jimmy Butler's out there dunking.
I mean, he was kind of hanging in the corner a little bit, but he came up with some big defensive plays
in the fourth quarter. He definitely came up very short on a lot of shots. He wasn't himself. Well, there goes Heat culture.
Probably. I mean, listen, they might still beat the Bulls. It's a home game.
Yeah.
They might still get in. But again, this is now a matchup with the Boston Celtics, and we started talking about this earlier in the show. The path is not going to get a lot – I'll put air quotes easier here for Boston than it is right now. I mean, the Miami Heat were the bugaboo for them last year, and now you're going to face them without Jimmy Butler?
So I was watching the spread this morning before this news. The Heat were 2.5-point favorites at home against the Bulls. Now it's already down to 1.5. I wonder if it comes down some more. Can I make a total confession that'll make Pete mad?
Yeah, well, Pete called this.
I thought he was going to come walking on the court like Willis Reed there.
I am a Sixers fan and a Pistons fan because people assigned the Pistons to me.
Correct.
Part of me wanted the Heat to beat the Sixers last night because even worse than watching the Celtics win, watching the Knicks win playoff series is painful for me. And I was very confident that Jimmy Butler and the Heat would beat the Knicks in round one.
Not so confident about your Sixers?
The Sixers are terrible right now. I mean, they are just... The fact that they needed Nicholas Batum to come in and save their butt in a play-in game. What are we doing here? Joel Embiid simply cannot move. He is... As bad as Jimmy Butler is, Joel Embiid's knee is right behind him. He is not healthy. They have no chance in this year's playoffs. Even when Embiid is healthy, they struggle in the postseason. Now they have no chance.
And they also emote tremendous disappointment, the Sixers.
Well, I know, but the injury this year is at least some kind of excuse. My point is, I watched the Heat in the first half of that game. I'm like, oh my God, the Heat are back. This team is clearly going to the NBA Finals. And then Jimmy Butler pump fakes. Kelly Oubre lands on him and it's over. Because I think the Heat were still super dangerous. He is the best. He's one of the best playoff players of my lifetime. Jimmy Butler is amazing. He's totally relentless, never gives up, doesn't seem to care about the moment. I can't believe he's gone. It's like the Wicked Witch of the East is dead.
I didn't think you were going there. I did think it was funny last night that Perloff sent this text to our group chat, which was, what a shame Jimmy Butler's hurt. Dripping with sarcasm. When you're... star player is like a hangnail away from missing the rest of the entire play.
Well, that goes back to Jimmy Butler and whatever happened, why he's not a Sixer anymore. There's many versions of that. I think if Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid had teamed up, the Sixers might have won a title because everything that Joel Embiid lacks, Jimmy Butler has. He's so tough, always steps up in the moment, never, ever gets hurt. That's the thing with Jimmy Butler. So that's why I'm absolutely shocked that he's out.
Yeah, they would have won elsewhere, not in Philadelphia, though.
Both been gone.
It actually probably could have happened
as well. With Ben Simmons just waiting there, and he would have been the one left behind. That's a fun multiverse. We'll do that at a future date.
Sixers made the wrong choice, keeping Ben Simmons over Jimmy Butler?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think history is going to look back on that one too kindly. So we are setting up for something here, which is the showdown between the 76ers and the Knicks. Ugh. Okay. Now, this is going to get obnoxious on our show. So I think I've come up with the solution, and I'm wondering if Bogish and Bilotti will be on board with this for me. So we need
vacation.
All right, where are we going? Let's me, Pete, and Bogish are going to Aruba while you guys can fight this out. There's got to be guardrails around you two, and I'm talking about Perloff and EJ, for how much you're going to fight about this series. Right?
Well,
I mean, you're kind of conceding it in this weird way,
which is a such strategic a Perloff play. Move. He knows what he's doing.
Such I a mean, Perloff move.
Did you watch that game last night?
You know, we all see
Nicholas Batum. What the heck? I'm going to go out there and say, "Oh, my 37-year-old Frenchman's going to beat your team." Like, okay. What kind of stance is that as a sports fan?
I don't know. If the Knicks let him walk into a couple more threes, I think he's going to be fine. But anyway,
I need to interject for 1 second though, because as I know, as much as you want to travel with Pete, I have to remind you that Pete apparently is a Knicks fan as well.
Don't start with apparently.
So he needs to go inside EJ's guardrails. This is about the two of them versus Perloff.
Well, I need Pete for this one. So you're going to have to be an objective and just a neutral party on this.
Gotcha.
If this is going to work.
How is it going to be a battle though?
Well, wait, I just want to tell you, it doesn't matter because you guys will fight over the 10th guy on the bench. Like, this is the actual game is the only part of the conversation between the Knicks and the 76ers. This is what I propose. Anytime you guys start talking about this Knicks 76ers series too much, I get to play the fart drums. I know you guys don't like the fart drums, so
the what?
The fart drums. The thing I sent you the other day. The drums.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
They're terrible.
I think it's funny, and you guys don't like it, but I think it's a little tit for tat. If you're going to get the 76ers Knicks talk, then I want a little of the fart.
Well, the problem, though, with that proposal is you're the arbitrator for what is too much Knicks Sixers,
you're
which
damn
is
right.
not fair because me and Perloff could just mention a Jalen Brunson and you walk out of the room. Or
I'm telling you, this
is not fair. Like it's got to be.
This is why Pete has to be neutral on this, and also Bogish will also be part of the committee. So these are a set of drums that instead of playing drum sounds, play fart sounds. And I think it's hilarious, and you guys think I'm a child.
Yes.
So a little, you know, this for that.
How do fart sounds equate playoff basketball between the Knicks and the Sixers? How does that make sense?
By the way, have we ever...
Thank you. This is the best thing I've ever proposed.
Do you know how many discussions EJ and I've had about the Knicks Sixers? 0.0. Every discussion with EJ is about the Knicks. And now, like, he doesn't even see other teams in the league. This is, everything is orange and blue. So, and I get it. Honestly, it should be anytime the Knicks are mentioned, I think we should play the fart drums.
How?
They're the second best team in the East.
See? See that energy? It has nothing to do with me. I'm an innocent bystander.
Sure. Okay, so we can play fart jokes for the second best team in the AFC next year?
The guy wearing the Iverson sweatshirt has no idea how we're ever talking about the 76ers.
He's wearing 76ers stuff, by the way.
Every day this week.
I never talk about it on air.
Right.
I've worn nothing.
Well, I'm not talking about the rally pimp, but I'm still wearing his shirt today. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to get things across.
Yeah, what is that, by the way?
This is the rally
pimp. Keep talking about the rally pimp. I have no idea. Is this a Mets thing?
Yeah, we don't want you to know.
No.
It's good that you don't know. You'll ruin it.
Ruin it?
Well, you'll be a Mets fan next Wednesday.
You're so pathetic, even though Phillies have only won 2 World Series. Right. Same as the Mets.
You don't need me to ruin your team. Anything connected to the Mets is automatically ruined by connection to the Mets.
So this is why I didn't mention it.
Fart drums.
So, I had Carlos cut this yesterday. We never got to it. We do have it. No, I asked Carlos to cut this yesterday as a little secret thing.
Oh, well, it's so secret, I don't know where it is.
It's fine. I'll get it to you.
Secret from everybody, apparently.
It's exactly what you think it is. And if you guys are going to talk about this basketball series, I think I should get a little something, too. Bogish has headlines. Good morning.
The Miami Heat have a game tomorrow night. As we just heard, Jimmy Butler apparently doesn't have a game tomorrow night. The new report this morning from The Athletic is that Butler will miss multiple weeks with this right knee injury suffered in the loss in Philadelphia last night. 105-104 the final. His Heat did build a 13-point lead on those Sixers after he got hurt, but they end up losing by one. Butler said post-game he'd get an MRI. He thought he let the team down by getting hurt. And now the extra bad prognosis this morning about that right knee. It's the Bulls that Miami has to play tomorrow night to keep their season alive. Chicago ending the Hawks season last night, 131-116. Kobe White scoring a career-high 42 in the 9-10 game of the East play-in. The Sixers, meanwhile, by beating Miami last night, get to prep for those Knicks. Game one is Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, EJ?
Correct.
There we go. Zion Williamson will miss tomorrow night's Pelicans-Kings elimination game with the left hamstring issue he suffered late in the loss to the Lakers. He will not be reevaluated for 2 weeks, so Zion would miss round one as well if New Orleans advances.
Clipper, round one of this year's playoffs or next year's playoffs, too? Or 2027?
All first rounds.
We will not see that man until after the All-Star break. Guarantee it.
Which All-Star break? Clippers head coach Ty Lue says they're planning on Kawhi Leonard playing game one with the Mavs this weekend, but Kawhi is not doing five-on-five work yet this week at practice after missing their last eight regular season games with right knee swelling. And Damian Lillard went through a Bucks walkthrough yesterday. He finished the regular season battling a left adductor issue.
So, by the way, they make guys now, the load management is like way more punitive, right? And you can't be eligible for the postseason awards if you don't win the 65 game or don't play the 65 games and all that stuff. And we are limping to the finish line here. I mean, there's always injuries. I get that, but doesn't it feel like everyone is hurt?
We've played two play-in games. We've lost Zion. We've lost Butler. We don't have Giannis. We may or may not have Kawhi. I'm sure something's going to happen in these games tomorrow night.
I do feel like the three of the five guys we are talking about are guys who are
injury prone.
Yeah, and they're the load management guys. Like, the Sixers were still load managing Joel Embiid. The Clippers were still load managing Kawhi Leonard. They didn't care about those rules. So, like, some of it's these guys are the injury guys.
Chicken or the egg, though. They were load managing them because they know they're injury prone. I mean, and Jimmy was not. Who the other? Giannis and Jimmy are pretty, they're kind of warriors. So I'm not sure that's, you can't, you're saying that load Giannis management is the reason these guys get hurt?
Giannis got hurt last year. He gets hurt a lot more, I think you guys realize.
Giannis? I don't put him in the Kawhi Leonard.
Missed the playoff games last year.
I mean, we're talking Kawhi.
I'm not saying he's on that level. I'm saying that these are the guys that you'll see miss a game every now and then because they want to sit him.
Just feels like we're really limping into the playoffs here. What else you got, Bogus?
Dawn Staley has built a basketball dynasty at South Carolina, but more people saw her team win another national title earlier this month because they were playing Caitlin Clark.
I want basketball, women's basketball to grow. And I'm not too shy about saying why it grows. She's made it grow over the past 2 years.
So I guess the question, though, is which numbers are sustainable for women's college basketball with Clark now off into the WNBA?
What do you mean? Like,
the concern, quote unquote, is that this was 97% Caitlin Clark.
Right, right.
And the numbers that were going in the right direction, but still were dwarfed by what she did this year.
Yep.
Like those, we go back, so to speak, to those numbers, which are still going to be good numbers, but we're not going to stay at Caitlin Clark numbers.
No, I think it'd be ridiculous to hold the sport to that standard, right? Because, again, the public wants what the public wants. The public grabbed onto the Caitlin story. Now, they might grab onto Paige Beckers. They might grab onto Juju Watkins. It's possible that we go from star to star, maybe. But what are the odds of that really happening? I mean, there's going to be a little bit of a drop-off. And I don't think that means it's a failure by women's basketball.
No, not at all.
You know?
It's just, I think it's important for people to not make last year the comparison point.
Right.
Like, maybe go back 2 years and go, okay, we're growing off of that number. Yeah. This was just the perfect storm.
It was a fever pitch.
Yeah. So the upwards, because even like the WNBA draft numbers, you know, it's going up slowly. And then there's just this one this right. year just goes through the roof. So just go back to that nice, normal, slow upward trajectory. Keep that going. That should be the goal.
Yeah, they should compare it to before Caitlin and after. So what was it, 4.9 million 2 years ago for the final game? Then they went to 9.9 last year. So if they get closer to 9 next year, that's a huge success. I mean, Caitlin left the sport in a way better place. I agree with Coach Staley on that one.
Kyle Schwarber, the Phillies. Whatever.
Is 1-1 on the way. Schwarber rips it deep down the right side. Hooking in the corner. It is gone. It's off the facing of the second deck. And it's a two-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. He smoked that pitch.
Where are those fart drums? Scott Fransky on Phil's Radio. Two Schwarbombs and three RBI and a 7-6 win over the Rockies last night. That's a three-game sweep for the Phils. Justin Verlander makes his season debut tomorrow when the Astros open a series in Washington. Verlander getting a late start after battling right shoulder inflammation during spring training. Last night was the final Arizona Coyotes game. The team about to be sold moved to Salt Lake City. 'Twas an emotional night at Mullet Arena on the campus of Arizona State. a location that is not ideal for NHL hockey, which is the main reason why the team has to leave the state for Utah. But there were tears, there were goodbyes, there were signs, there was emotional sign-offs on the TV broadcast, because 28 years of Arizona Coyotes hockey is now over.
That is the lowest keyed franchise move in the history of sports, right? Like,
it also just happened over like 72 hours.
And nobody even like sort of cared or understood what was happening, I think, except for Utah fans and Arizona fans.
And I still don't understand what's happening, because the guy who owns the team now, who's selling it to the dude that owns the Jazz, he still is going to own for 5 years like the rights to Arizona hockey. If he could finally get an arena deal, they would get an expansion team, apparently. But I don't know, does he own the Coyotes' name? Is the Coyotes' history going to Salt Lake City? I don't understand. And like the NHL is going to own the team for a second, and then the dude from the Jazz is going to own it. It's really, really complicated.
So they're going to allow the guy who's selling the team to potentially a first dibs at an expansion team?
Not potentially. He has for the next 5 years, if he can get an actual arena deal done.
Right.
He can bring a team. He can start a new team in Arizona.
Wow. So he ran one franchise into the ground, and now he's going to get a second shot.
Well, he was the last person to be in charge of like six people that took turns running into the ground.
Got it.
Yeah.
You know what I always found really confusing? The New Orleans, Charlotte, Bobcats, sort of Hornets thing. Remember that? There was a whole mess around that.
Oh, yeah.
I still in my head can't keep track of what happened exactly. The Bobcats as a franchise are gone, right? They just dissolved totally.
Well, no. They're the Hornets.
So basically the Hornets keep the Bobcats records, though?
I think they have, yeah.
Yeah, I think they haven't. I think they started
Got rid of it? Because Kemba Walker, isn't he one of like the leading scorers?
So he's one of the leading Hornets scorers?
Right, but he played for the Bobcats, so you'd have to keep some of his numbers for him to be ranked as high as he is.
All right. Yeah, that's why I don't understand it.
Bizarre.
Let's see. If you go back to the Charlotte Hornets, let's go back to their history. It just starts at 1988-89. So they're giving you...
But they give you all the Bobcat years.
Yeah, they're giving you the Paul Silas, Larry Brown stuff, right?
I feel like you have to, because there are players. I mean, they're not a lot. Kemba Walker's the only guy that matters, I guess. But, I mean, he might be their all-time leading scorer. Like, if he's not, he's really high on the list. If you take away his Bobcats numbers, that would... be significant.
Gotcha. So they just changed the name. Maybe I'm overstating this.
No, there was like, and then like at one point
they moved.
Like the Hornets, they went to New Orleans and like.
Right. They were in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Bobcats came into Charlotte they were in New Orleans.
Right. And the Pelicans became a brand new thing.
I think the Pelicans relinquished all Hornets stats, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Larry Johnson's number two. Yeah, right.
Like I'm looking at the Hornets franchise page, and it's like Muggsy Bogues, if you go there, is in the early 90s. It's Muggsy Bogues.
The Hornets.
Yeah, the Hornets.
Right.
What are you guys looking for?
The Bobcats.
Yeah, like, did the Bob... But this is going to be a similar thing with whatever's happening in Phoenix and Utah.
Yeah,
not that
I
know.
Understand.
The all-time leading Utah hockey scorer.
And, of course, the Winnipeg Jets, because hockey loves this, like, also include Atlanta Thrashers history, because they left Winnipeg, went to Atlanta. Atlanta didn't work, and they're now back in Winnipeg. Like, this happens often.
Yeah, it's hard not to get disinterested in those teams.
Yeah. I wonder why
leave
it's totally
alone.
That's totally ridiculous.
Leave Timu Solani alone.
We're gonna move their history there. History stays in the state, I think, as far as I'm concerned. You're moving a team out of the town, it stays in the state.
Did we use "as far as I'm concerned" as a title for one of your books?
I like
Add it.
Yeah.
Add it. Let's go.
Like, so Chris Paul is like, he's among the top like assist men in Pelicans history. He never played for the Pelicans.
Right.
Yeah, he's the all-time assist leader for the Pelicans.
So he's got that going for him.
They got to fix that. They got to fix that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great fit. It's not bad.
And you know who's played the most games in Pelicans history?
Anthony Davis?
David West. Never played for the Pelicans.
Oh, right.
Wait, really?
530 games. Anthony Davis is at 466.
I got a good one. There's only one NBA All-Star from the Bobcats, according to Wikipedia. It was Gerald Wallace.
Oh, man.
Gerald Wallace?
Oh, he could dunk like crazy.
Crash dummy, they called him.
And they were the Bobcats because Bob Johnson owned them, right?
No.
Yeah, he named the team after himself.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, he was the founder of BET.
Yeah.
And he named the Bobcats because his name was Bob?
Hell yeah. It's such a flex. And then Michael Jordan bought the team and was like, we're moving it back. We're changing it back. Not going to own a team named after some other person.
That's what I would do. The New York Bells.
As far as I'm concerned.
We're the New York Bells.
I'm actually surprised that Michael didn't call them like the Charlotte Air Jordans or something.
That's amazing. Well, at least the Bobcat's a real thing. That is
Charlotte
really
Air
cool.
Could probably be a cool name, actually.
That's amazing. Yeah.
The Charlotte 23s would have been nice.
Mm.
Oh, I love that, too.
I like that, too.
Man, a little late now, Bogish.
Yeah.
This is why he's not the owner anymore. He sold the team. He screwed up.
Honestly, some guy named Gabe Plotkin.
The Hornets could use a rebrand.
No kidding.
So just to recap, the Coyotes are moving, and we don't know if they're bringing their history to Utah.
I think they're bringing their history. I don't know if they're bringing the Coyotes' name. But the franchise information is going to go to Salt Lake.
It's not exactly synonymous with winning. So
I mean, are there Coyotes in Utah? I think there are, right?
I mean, they're Coyotes in Long Island.
Oh, sure, definitely. In fact, Utah. Oh, actually, no, there are in Phoenix, though.
Yeah, Phoenix,
no.
Thank you, Furlong.
There's no, they all joke, there's
freaking
no jazz.
National Geographic.
There's no jazz in Utah.
Right.
There's no lakes in Los Angeles.
I mean, I know there's desert and mountain areas of Utah. We all think of snow, but I don't know if there
there's
Coyotes
gotta
there.
Be. There's got to be. There's everything in Utah.
I don't know. I've been to Zion National Park. I didn't remember seeing a coyote there, but...
That
maybe
feels
I was
like
fortunate.
Feels like a coyote could hang out there,
it
though,
feels
right?
Like it could, though. It feels like it would fit.
Not that far off. Any other brain busters you guys got?
I still can't get over David West being the all-time games leader for a Pelicans franchise that he never played for.
I wonder if they'll retire his number.
But he did play for the franchise.
He played for the Hornets.
Hmm.
He played for the New Orleans Hornets. Never played for the New Orleans Pelicans, but he is the all-time games leader.
Well, let's all just also agree Pelicans is a dumb name. So it hasn't grown on me at all.
Yeah. The Pels? I like the Pels.
I don't mind the short of the Pels. Pelicans, eh.
Like, are Pelicans really, like, they're a mean, nasty bird?
Yeah, I'll take
your word for it.
Google, like, Pelican Attack. They are a little, they're still odd looking. They're not visually, like, but they'll come after you.
Does their mascot still scare children from what I saw last time?
He's the King Cake Baby.
Oh, yeah, that thing's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Only thing worse is the Providence Friar. That guy freaks me out.
Yeah.
No thanks.
It's the haircut.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, the Pels logo is pretty cool. It's a mean pelican.
Yeah,
right.
I don't mind on Pelicans. It's not bad.
Oh, guys,
I've heard
come
worse.
On.
I've heard worse
do a
teams.
Lot worse.
As Pete would say, get real.
The Charlotte Hornets, by the way, could use a whole rebranding. Nothing about the Hornets is working. The colors, the franchise... I think that they have new owners. They got to just start over.
The Coyotes could use a rebrand, too. Even if they have an expansion team coming into Arizona or if they move with Utah. That name should just get rid of that name and start over both states.
I feel like we associate bad names with losers, though, and that's the problem.
Totally.
Because, like, the 90s Hornets were mad cool.
Yeah.
They had the coolest. They had one of the coolest
mascots. I didn't like that teal. Teal was for kids.
That was awesome.
Teal was
they had a good starter
ugly.
Jacket.
If you look back at those jerseys, I need to get one.
You think the Miami Dolphins are not cool because they have a teal uniform?
That's technically not teal. That's dolphin blue. It's a little different. It's more aqua.
Pardon me.
76ers losers. That's what happened.
The 76ers, honestly, the 76ers 90s uniforms are the ugliest things that you will ever see in your life. Remember the Keith Van Horn 6ers? The 90s, everyone had these weird uniforms. I did not like
the stars shooting out of it.
No, those are nasty.
I liked it.
Yeah, but the Pistons with the horse were worse than those.
The horse.
Oh, I like the horse. The Grant Hill horse?
No, you like them now because it's like
retro.
Retro.
No, I grew up watching them with those uniforms.
Those ones made no sense.
Oh, I love those uniforms.
Pro sports went banana with teal and weird stuff in the 90s and 2000s.
Oh, the Nuggets is the best.
Slanted logos, too.
Yeah.
Like slanted themes.
You gotta love the Atlanta Hawk with just a full hawk on the front. Like, you're never going to see that again. Just a full animal. So wings spread out.
Wait, what year is this?
This is like the Kemba Mutombo Steve Smith era.
Yeah. Oh, I got to look at this.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
If I didn't hate Trae Young so much, I would have got that jersey, too.
Someday we should do our great debates. It's the most shallow sports conversation ever, but the best jerseys. Because
I do think the Nuggets are up there. I mean, how do you get a rainbow on your shirt?
You mean like the old Skyline Nuggets?
Yeah.
That's another classic.
See, the 70s at the time, we are looking back on that. At the time, they were hideous.
Well, with Doug Moe's wearing plaid jackets on the sideline, it all fit together really
It's cool
nicely.
Now. It didn't, but then it was like, what are they doing? Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you, an underrated color scheme in Jersey is the Vikings.
Mm, purple and gold?
Yeah, I think that's a nice sharp look, especially if you have a very darker color on the darker side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it looks sharp.
Their throwback unis are some of the best.
That's kind of random. I've never heard anyone who loved the Vikings uniform. It's not a much discussed uniform.
It's a pretty interesting color scheme, too. Like, when you think about it, when you go there, you really don't see many purple teams.
Yeah, them, the Kings.
Right.
The Mets today, apparently.
Oh, no.
The Mets City Connect's coming out today, and it's got purple in it.
Bogusche wearing it, a little Tulane green wave.
Yeah.
That's a great helmet. That's the best helmet in college football.
It's so good.
It's so cool.
All right, so we're doing our next great debate, greatest uniforms ever.
We just did it.
I think we just, yeah, right, I think well, we just locked that in.
Play this again next Wednesday.
Actually, you know what? Bracket. We should do that for our bracket next year, our non-sports bracket. Obviously,
best uniforms.
Powder Blues is number one seed.
Ooh,
Chargers.
Let's go. Old school.
That'd be fun. That'd be real fun.
Do we have to wait till next March Madness?
I don't know.
It feels like a long time to wait.
I think it's a I think it's the third good bracket idea we have. What was the other
room?
Sitcoms.
Sitcoms. Oh, man. I don't know. Who said we had to wait? There's no federal rule on this. You're not allowed to do a bracket.
You can't pay for a Lamborghini in cash, and two, you cannot do brackets outside of March.
Definitely lobbyists in Washington saying no brackets past March.
Sitcoms,
they must be drug dealers.
Sitcoms, I'm on the selection committee. That's it.
There you go.
Oh, wait. All in the Family, Pete? You started with old school.
Alf's a one, I swear.
Yeah.
Alf is definitely number one seed.
Number one seed.
Number one overall seed. In fact, they get a bye to the Sweet 16.
Right.
Alfred Seinfeld in the final.
Yeah, Alfred Seinfeld, that's a first-round matchup for
Perfect
Pete.
Perfect Strangers is in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Come on.
All right, 855-212-4227. Coming up, big question mark for one of those teams in teal. We'll get to that next. Maggie.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Perloff. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. All right, before we get into whether or not certain quarterbacks should get paid or not paid, I just want to bring up something from the last segment, which is Perloff's basketball team and EJ's basketball team and Pete's basketball team are about to play each other in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And to put some guardrails around how much arguing we're going to hear between the Knicks and the 76ers, for every time they mention this series, I get to play the fart drums. Thank you, Pete. Fade that down now. Just a little taste.
Okay, can I get my equivalent of that?
No, then? You're talking about the 76ers.
Well, if there's something that you bring up a lot that I would like to bring up the fart drum.
Okay.
I feel like every time Aaron Rodgers comes up, I get the fart drum.
Wait a minute. He's interesting.
Ew. I think I speak for America when I say the Aaron Rodgers fatigue could not possibly be stronger.
Wow, so I don't get to do what the heck is Aaron Rodgers up to today?
You feel free.
So we can still do WTF Aaron Rodgers, but I'm going to get the fart drums each
time? I think so. I'm so sick of the Jets that anything involving them, I do not want to hear.
Don't tough be deal. A freaking weirdo.
Tough deal. I do like checking in on how odd Aaron Rodgers has become.
I mean, I'm a Jets fan, and I'm tired of hearing about
this. I mean, how can you not possibly be tired of this whole situation? The other day, did he say, whatever, he's gotten so off the rails that they're not, you have to be near the rails to be interesting.
It's getting worse.
If you say something crazy every day, aren't you just crazy? Like, don't we just ignore you at some point?
I just think he gets interviewed more often than the common person who may hold some of these beliefs.
It's like he will talk to anybody that's not
a sports reporter.
Like, he's like, oh, you're just rando podcaster? Great. I'll talk for 3 hours.
I think he's a bum.
Yeah, the latest stuff, he should really, he might want to, well, I'm not going to tell him to stay in his lane. But I don't think he's going to get positive reviews about the last thing he was
Let's
talking about.
Let's just say this. I have a better chance getting Aaron Rodgers an interview on my YouTube channel than I do on this show. Because I can just tell him, hey, we talk about superheroes. He's like, hey, do you hear about the superheroes that actually live in the United States?
Did you see?
The
you
mutants,
know about them?
The
you know,
mutants,
the X-Men
people?
Plot, that's actually a CIA contrived, that they're floating out there to see what would happen. Actually, that might be true.
Yeah, great. All right, so if it's are the X-Men actually living amongst us, then Rodgers is going to be cool. If we want to ask him about the Jets' offensive line, no go.
Wait, hold on a second. You're saying the X-Men among us? I want to hear more. I'm intrigued.
I don't know. This is Rodgers' thing. All right, so we agree about the fart drums. As everyone entered, this is something that pains EJ as the executive producer of this
show.
Well,
I got to be honest. I'm thrilled because the Sixers are about to get their butts whooped by the Knicks. There's no doubt about it.
Well, if you guys want to argue about it, you're getting the drums.
Oh, and by the way, Maggie, you have no idea what's about to happen to this summer. Anytime anybody makes a run against USA basketball team, EJ's going to throw up his hands and say, man, if Jalen Brunson was there. I mean, what are we talking? You have LeBron James and Steph Curry and one sad kid in New York who's sad because Jalen Brunson's not there.
See, I said, just like on Twitter. Thank you, Pete.
See? It's going to work
point,
out great.
It's to a point now where things are being said without me saying it, and I'm getting tagged by you guys saying, oh, I guess EJ's going to complain about this. I'm like, well, then I'm right that I'm not the only one complaining about this
well,
stuff.
Well, if you even think about Jalen Brunson being snubbed for the Olympic team, we're playing the fart drums. Uh-huh. We can read your mind now.
Wait, you love to be, what the hell's going on?
We are all telepathically connected. And I know what you're thinking.
So the X-Men are among us in this studio now, I realize.
Yes, and I am Wolverine.
I said you look like Jean Grey before, so that makes sense.
I don't know who that is.
You know who Jean Grey is? Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Oh. I know Jean Rayburn, but not Jean Grey.
You don't know Jean Grey either?
Who?
You never watched an X-Men cartoon? Have you guys watched all these years?
Superstars. WWF Superstars.
You guys, especially the age, the 90s X-Men show is like, how have you guys never
Maggie
seen
knew Wolverine pretty well. That's the name that pops.
I once ran into Hugh Jackman.
There you
that's
go.
All I got. Okay. Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you to Pete Pilotti. We never got to whether or not the Dolphins should pay Tua. Get to that tomorrow. Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Weedos, Coffee Drinkers, everybody. Dane Brugler from The Athletic. Brugler. See you tomorrow.
Bam, you and dunked in your face.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.